Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, the fans had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OGs, yeah. The one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, ain't no motherfucker hold me. Yeah. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne piece. I'm a goat. I'm a microphone beat, yeah. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then branch truck, start a brand new kingdom, yeah. Forever now the king is home, yeah. OG from the Santa song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just fast, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just fast, had the cash.
Coming up, them OGs try to show me how to sling that weed and make money. That's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map. All that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG. Never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs that
when I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday. That's right. Tuesday, June the 4th of 2019. And the time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time repeating, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to talk about painting by the numbers, life by the numbers. If you don't have a process, you have a problem. And if you don't have your process, you got a bigger problem. There's a lot of processes out there. So today, we want to talk about process improvement. This is really a part of what we're talking about in the private shows at night, for the business builders, product development. But I wanted to drop this piece of knowledge in the public forum here on Blog Talk, so that way everybody can over on an understanding what we're doing during the private sessions. Again, if you'd like to join us, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The cost for that private product development, again, is $250 to be a part of that program. It's a 65-day program. And we're talking about process improvement. So today we want to talk about something that's extremely important, something that I haven't really, I talk about a lot of different things, but the four races that we see in humanity the primary four races are seen in the four seasons. Let me say that again. Now, this is extremely important because when we look at how humanity operates or vibrates, if you will, the vibration, your frequency rate is established by your race. That's why it's called a race, R-A-C-E, but it's a race. So your ability to run is determined by your race. So each race correlates into one of the seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. We've got black, white, you know, European, I'm not European, but Asiatic and Native American, Hispanic, brown, and yellow. So you got black, white, brown, yellow. Those four equate into the four seasons. Now, you kind of already know where we end up at, especially as African Americans. So black people, we represent summer. White people represent the winter. And the other two, and again, I really shouldn't even be sharing this on this venue, but I just wanted to drop a piece of your understanding of the process that you have to improve. So if you don't understand that process, you're trying to improve something that you can't improve. So you're fighting against the prick. So that's why black people don't do good in white schools, because our vibration is too high. And so that's why you got little Johnny, and little Johnny, if you go to a white school and the white teachers tell little Johnny he got ADD, he can't sit down, he can't shut up, he's moving, because little Johnny is a freaking summer being. Gorillas live in the freaking heat. It's totally different from a polar bear that lives in the cold and in the ice. So if you don't even know, now that's just one piece of 1,000 pieces. And your ability to operate in a process without these pieces means you got problems. The more problems you have, the more pieces of the process that you don't got. And all I did was just put the pieces together. And most people do not have, let me rephrase that. Most people don't even care about that process. And it's not their fault. It's not nobody's fault. It is what it is. But I'm interested in it. I was talking with, texting back and forth with my brothers and sisters, and we was breaking down and talking about this, last night. And we're talking about the process. And I shared that process with my children that allowed them to be successful. And that's why they're successful, because they understand that if you don't have a process or a system in place, you have a problem. You have to live your life by the process, by the numbers. So if you don't have this process, if you don't know this process, if you don't know your numbers, if you don't understand that you live life by the numbers, that you don't live life by something that just you pull out of thin air. There's a process in place that was established by source code before you was a thought form being. And what happens is everybody's violating that process. Another piece of the puzzle that I'm breaking down for the private group is the blood. So we're going to get into the blood type. So if you don't understand that process, now again, what I just said today, right now, really sounds kind of out there, right? But if you go through all of the ancient texts and you look at the universal laws, especially get into the over the understanding, what we call the E pluris unum. A human. That's on the back of the dollar bill, on back of all of our money. And it's talking about how the oneness, the pleroma of source, is divided into E pluris, human, a human. So this ability to understand that everything vibrates, but the thing that vibrates at the highest level or the fastest level, and then there's things that vibrate on a lower level. And this is the law of correspondence. This is the law of what they call postulation. Now, if you don't live your life according to these laws, you're violating these laws, and these laws are in the blood, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, according to Leviticus chapter 13. And so all I did was I just sat down and I asked source code, okay, there's something that everything in nature is cyclical. Everything vibrates, everything operates cyclical. So do people operate the same way? And then when I looked at this, I found out that, wow, people do. People operate the same way as the seasons, but nobody could tell me what those seasons are. And so what I set out to do was to find out, to understand how winter, spring, summer, and fall, how does it work? And then what I found out that was black people fall underneath, again, what I just said, which was summer. And the ability to understand how this corresponds also into the four major races. Now, there are sub-races, but the four major races correspond with the four major seasons. And if you don't understand that the four major races correspond with the four major seasons, and then these seasons can be divided or subdivided into the 12 zodiacal signs, which I talked about in the private show, which is really there's 13, but then we talk about the four. So if you don't know what season you're in, you got the wrong process. So if you're a Caucasian, and Caucasian falls underneath the winter, but you're a Caucasian, but you think that you're summer, so you're trying to act like you're black, well, then you're going to have a problem because you're swimming against, you're swimming upstream. You're not swimming downstream. So if you do not know your individual spiritual identification card, your individual spiritual process, if you're Caucasian, if I'm black and I go to a Caucasian school, it's going to be too slow. And if I'm a Caucasian, you ever go to a Caucasian church and go to a black church? You ever see the difference? Why? It's not just that black people just like this. Go to Africa, there's drums, there's dancing, there's jumping around. Then go to a Catholic church. It's not because they're white. It's because their race is how you run. The Bible says, he that runs the race, they must run it like someone who wishes to win. So if you don't know your process, you can't win. So I cannot live a life based upon a Caucasian system. And a Caucasian can't live a life based upon a black system. And then, again, we get into the brown system and the yellow system. So we got winter, spring, summer, fall. That's lined up with the four major races. And then it's expressed through the 12, really 13 constellations. And all of this, again, is broken down in vivid or in more detail so we can understand that each one of us, we vibrate with a different set of assets and liabilities. These are called strengths and weaknesses. We are each designed to perform different functions. And the word function has the word fun. That's why little black kids that go to a primarily white school, they don't function because they're not having fun. And so you got a job and you wonder why you don't function because you're not having fun, because the word fun is inside of the word function. And the sad thing about it is something just that simple. That's just like we didn't get into the topic yet. That's just elementary school stuff. So you have to live your life by the numbers. If you do not live your life by the numbers, if you do not understand the process, this is the systems. These are the cisterns that it talks about in the book of Jeremiah. So the Bible has given us cisterns. And these cisterns allows us to operate. And these cisterns I'm breaking down in a private show. And that I talk about because where are you vulnerable? Where are you the most vulnerable? Where are you the most, where are you the weakest? We all like to talk about our strengths, but nobody likes to talk about their weaknesses. Well, your weaknesses is the dark side of your numbers, your process. Now, one of the things that we talk about or that I like to talk about is the show we mentioned, touched on yesterday when we talked about energy imprints. And we all have, or we all imprint energy, meaning that we all leave our mark on energy. The concept, or understand the concept, that we are spiritual beings. And as spiritual beings, we express and expose our spiritual beingness through symbols. These symbols establishes our energetic imprint. And the higher the level of intimacy, the higher the level of the entwinement of the aura of the energy between a person, a place, and a thing. That's why, you know, when we look at the sexual act is considered a very intimate act. Because, again, this intimacy creates what they call rapidity. This is the true divine essence of how your vibratory rate, which is the rapid opening or firing of the consciousness. And yesterday I posted a video about DMT and how DMT and ayahuasca and all of the other psychotropic drugs open up these gateways. And in the video, Mike Tyson was talking about how he has this euphoric feeling, or he had this divine encounter. And you guys know I have quite a few clients who've done DMT and ayahuasca, and you know, even some of my own children, I talk about it all the time, who've engaged in this process. Why? Because everybody is seeking something. What are they seeking? They're seeking to have this orgasm, or have quote unquote sex in the brain, not on the brain. And the, what we are seeking, we're chasing the white rabbit, because we don't have a process by that delivers this energetic information, this bioenergetic material, this bioacousticism that takes place during coupling, which is the ability for two neurons to come together and fire together or wire together. This produces a energetic, it creates a pattern of addiction. Let me say it again, we're talking about how do you understand your process that way you can absorb all of the delightful energy that is given to you by the source code, and you can reject all negative energy, and you can absorb and you can override all negative events, and you can change your behavior almost instantly, is by making sure that there is a genetic imprint that is being created inside of your brain that creates a pattern that causes an addiction or a possession that the Bible talks about when it talks about that, again, the tree of life. The tree means the dendrites. The life means possession. When the dendrites are possessed, they fire. So when the dendrites are having sex, they fire. So when the dendrite, when the dendrites have an electrical charge, they fire. So when the dendrite fire, they're firing dopamine, serotonin, melatonin. They're firing all of this. This only happens during when your numbers are activated. So when the numbers are activated, bam, they fire. When the numbers are activated, boom, they fire again. And so your job is to understand that the way that you do, again, energy cleansing, the way that you remove, you know, dark energy and dark ether, is to understand your biological process. So if you don't have a process or a system in place, like every time I have a problem, I resort back to my process. If I have a money problem, I have a process. If I have a health problem, I have a process. If I have a wisdom problem, I have a process. If I have a relationship problem, I have a process. Now, let me go through the four processes that you must have to solve all problems. Now, obviously, we're not going into the level of detail that I'm going into later on tonight as we're going into all of the exact numbers for you individually, so that way you know your individual process. So when it comes to money, you got to have a process. And that process is based upon the numbers that's found inside of your chart. And now everybody already has their chart, or you just take the numbers. And the, for the wealth module, that is the day, the month, and the year that you was born. You got to do them all separately, because each one of them reveal a different piece of the process. And then you join them all together. So I was born on the 15th. That is the day that I was born. So the word, the 15, that's not a single digit number. So I take the one and I add the five, but I first I got to understand what the one is. The one means independent leadership. The five means fun and adventure, freedom. And I add it together, I get the six, which means love and compassion. So the way that I get love and compassion is if I be an independent. So if I join an organization that takes away my independence, zoop, I got a problem, I don't make no money. So my process, every time I find myself having less money or more money than bills, I am drifting away from the process. So I get back online. It's like if you are driving and you punch in the address in your GPS, and when you go off course, the GPS alerts you and tell you that you're going off course, you're going the wrong road, and then it reroutes you back to get back on track so you can stay on course, so that way you can progress. It's not about perfection, it's about the progress. So that's why you can't be attached to the perfection. That is the destination. That's the goal. Many people make a goal and they are attached to the goal. So they're in love with the goal, but they hate the process. That dog does not hunt. That is the number one problem on earth. The number one problem on earth is everybody hates the process. Everybody wants a great marriage, but everybody hates the process by which to get a great marriage. Everybody want to be muscle bound and healthy and slim and sexy and you know, but very few people like the process by which to get slim and healthy. Everybody wants a lot of money, but very few people like the process to put in the time, put in the energy, to put in the effort by which to become a magnetic individual so that money comes to you. Because to make money, there's an internal process, excuse me, that you got to engage in. Because your brain is going to fight you. Because remember, there is a imprint already there. So we got to override the current imprint. And so every time the brain stops feeling or stops having an orgasm, then you automatically resort back to the old process, which is poverty. And as long as you stay in the old process and you do not merge your energy, so that way you are always imprinting until it becomes automatic. So we have to engage in an energetic process that overrides the current different processes. Now, what happens physically when, based upon biology, if you have sex with a bunch of people, then what you're doing is you're intermingling the energy of a lot of different people. And that energy can create mixed emotional signals that clog up the actual meridian path or the meridian lines of your own signal. And that creates an energy imbalance. And that can lead to all type of mental problems just because you are engaged in sexual activity with a bunch of people that you don't even know. And they leave the piece of their energy inside of you, especially if you're a woman, and men vice versa. And so that's why the Bible talks that, you know, sexual act is the only act that the sin is inside the body, because it leaves an imprint in the body. And that's why sexual immiscuity and sex is talked about so much. So you just can't, I mean, you shouldn't just have sex with anybody, because their psychological makeup is imprinted in your soul. And so they leave a piece of their psyche inside of you, or on you, or inside of your aura. And that energy can be a cloud. It can be acidic. It can affect you. And so you may find yourself having moods and attitudes, and you don't even know why. It's because of the fact that you've engaged in, you know, sexual activity with somebody that was a low vibrational being. And the same thing works, obviously, with a high vibrational being. Now, your job is to understand, okay, how does the physical translate over into the spiritual? So if you don't have a process, and there are four processes for the four major areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship that's found inside of your life optimization chart, your life optimization circle that I've given everybody. And again, this is just the intro of how to live your life by the numbers. We're breaking it down later on tonight during a private message. But again, I want the public to understand that you got to know where you're vulnerable at. You also know where your strengths are at. So we talked about the blood already. We talked about the race already. And I gave you a piece of that puzzle that I probably shouldn't have gave you, but four races equal to four seasons. And it's pretty easy to tell by the way each one of the races, the four major races, oscillate what season they are. You ain't got to be a rocket scientist. Now, we've already did the blood. Remember, your blood type is your God type. So we already did that. I broke that down in a private series already. Seven bloods, really eight, but primarily seven. And there are seven churches. Each church had a strength and a weakness. Do you know that? That's part of your process. So A blood represents Sardis, the church of Sardis. Then the church of Philadelphia. There's also the seven churches in the book of Revelations correspond with the seven blood types. I've done that series already. So everybody already knows this, especially if you remember the life management system. And so if you don't know that, then that's just going to slow you down. So anytime there's a problem in my life, I realize, okay, that there is a strain from a process. So then I just ask myself, what process am I straying from? Okay, what area of the life is the problem in? So if I'm having a problem in the area of money, then that's a certain process that I'm neglecting. If I'm having a problem in the area of health, that's a certain process that I'm neglecting. If I'm having a problem in the area of wisdom, there's a process I am neglecting. And if I'm having a problem in the area of relationships, there's a process that I am neglecting. Now, from a broad perspective, for today's study, we look at wealth, and that's the first module in the life optimization circle. That's underneath the life path number. Health is under the expression number. Wisdom is under the soul urge number. And then relationships is under the outer personality number. So that lets me know what process I need to improve. So if I'm having a problem in any one of those four areas, I know exactly what to do. I don't have to guess. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to call nobody. I don't need prayer. I don't need to read no tarot cards. I don't have to take no bath with no Epsom salt. I don't need to practice yoga or Tai Chi. I don't have to go jog around the block. I don't need to no medication. I don't need to put in no mental hospital. I don't need nobody to come, you know, and send me no damn Christmas cards or no birthday cards. Or no, I don't need nobody, you know, intervention. I need to take total responsibility for myself. And the problem is everybody's looking outside of themselves. Everybody, we're grown men and women. Man, if you got a problem, you should freaking solve it. You. Now, it's my job because it's part of my past to assist you. All master numbers are people that supposedly volunteered to come back down here to help everybody else get back home. So I volunteered. Now, I may not remember volunteering, but supposedly the way the story goes, if you're an 11, if you're 22, if you're 33, you ask the prime creator, hey, prime creator say, hey, I need somebody to go down there and help my people get back home. Because them suckers, they forgot their prior existence with me. So God is the highest vibration in the universe. The highest known vibration is God. That's what we call God from a physics perspective. Because it vibrates so fast that it's still. It looks like it's not moving because it moves. You ever seen a bicycle when the spokes, you can't see it when a bicycle wheels are turning so fast. But if you put your hand in there, you're going to feel it. But you can't see it. That's where source is. The prime creator is vibrating at such a high rate of speed that it blows the cookies. That's what light, everything on this planet is energy. And source is vibrating on such a high level that it's invisible. Just because you can't see it does not mean it's not there. And so your job is to understand if you got a money problem, that it's very simple. You are violating your process. And that process, I wish I could take credit for you and say, hey, I'm the greatest thanks to sliced bread, and I gave you that process. No, boo, that process was here when I got here. Everything I'm teaching you was taught millions of years ago, not thousands, millions. And you can find it in caves. You know, every time I think I come up with something, I find an ancient text, an article, a piece of stone where it was taught. Cladonomics. My life optimization circle, everything that I've done, everything I'm sharing right now was shared millions of years before I was a thought form being. That's why I'm so confident and so humbled at the fact that, like, wow, why me? And if you understand this, the quality of your life changes because you have one, faith in God. You have two, fruit from God. You have three, freedom in your brain given you by God. Let me give you an example. This is extremely important. Your ability to connect with people, your ability to solve problems is based upon your ability to evolve through this process and to love the process. Because S-O-L-V-E has the letters L-O-V-E in it and the letters E-V-O-L in it, as I talked about before. So consciousness, completeness, certainty, confidence, competency, connectivity, clarity is a process. I talk about Nick Saban all the time from Alabama. Alabama University on a college level is the greatest football team in the history of college football. Because Nick Saban has a process that's identical to mine. I'll tell you, one of my clients, his son played there. He has press box seats there. Him and Nick Saban was friends. And the reason that he joined My Life Management, this is a guy, multi-millionaire, the reason that he joined My Life Management system, but because my system is exactly like Nick Saban's. I've never met Nick Saban, don't know nothing about him, other than he teaches space mastery, same thing I teach, which is self-sufficiency, which is to never study the enemy. If I was a boxer, and if I was getting ready to box Mike Tyson, I would not study Mike Tyson's moves. That's what everybody do. Everybody studies the enemy. Know your enemy. That's what everybody say. That's good. But that's not what I teach. That's not what Nick Saban teach. Nick Saban teach self-mastery, space mastery, position mastery. That's what I teach. If you are the great, now, Steph Curry, he arguably the greatest basketball player, in my opinion, that probably ever lived. Everybody talk about Jordan and again, debatable. But I don't know if you've been watching and Steph don't really get no love like that. I don't know, maybe because he's light-skinned. I don't know what it is. But people be hating on Steph. Y'all watching the series? Like the dude was sick the other night. The dude can make threes. He was looking at the floor and he shoots and make a three. The dude can shoot. He can dribble. He played defense. He's the greatest point guard or the greatest off guard. Everybody talk about Jordan, talk about Kobe Bryant. Oh, man, that's a lot of great players. But what makes them great? Is that they study their enemy? No. What makes them great is they know themselves. They know their process. So I don't know what Steph Curry's process of preparation is. I don't know how much he practiced. But he has chemistry that establishes his currency or his frequency. So if you got a wealth problem, and let's say your life path number is the number 9. Now, we would get that number from adding your date of birth. And we would add your date of birth straight across. But we would really look at a couple of parts of the date of birth. One, we would look at the month that you were born. And let's say if you were number 9, and if you were born in the month of November, and if you got a money problem, I know that you are seriously, seriously got a self-hate problem. Because the month of November is the month of success. The 1 month process that the father, source code, is expressing. And let's say you're black. And so that means that you're a summer being. And let's say your blood is positive versus negative. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's A, whether it's O, but it's positive. That means it's electric. So you got positive blood, electric. And let's say you was born in the month of November. That's the number of success. And let's say your number, when you add up all the numbers in your date of birth, is the number 9, which is number of that's the highest vibration. That's the number of 0 to 1. I mean 0 to 9, the highest. The 9 represents royalty, priest. That's the highest possible vibration. And let's say you was born on the 16th of the month. That's the number 1. That's the independent leader. 6, that uses love and compassion. To be 7, that means intellect. So that means that your money comes when you operate intelligently. So whenever you make bad choices and make bonehead decisions, you repel money. So money runs away from you because of you. So you are distracting them. That means that you are disconnecting the neurons in your brain. So what's happening is you got an energy management disorder. And so we got a misappropriation of funds. So you got the funds, but you are misappropriating the funds. Now, remember, each one of these are very important. So the number of the month of November is the number and the month of success. But look at the number of November. What is the number for the month of November? Anybody remember? Isn't that the 11th month? So what is the problem if you got a money problem and you're born in November? And let's say you're born on the 16th, and we'll make up a year. Let's say we don't know the year. But let's say we'll make up a year. Let's say you was born in 1980. So So November the 16th, 1980, the month November is 1-1. That's polarity. That's the problem. What is polarity? Polarity is bipolar. What is bipolar? Bipolar means you got two poles, polar opposites. That means you do not have cleronomics. What is cleronomics? Cleronomics is whole brain thinking. If you got a money problem and you're born November the 16th of 1980 and you got positive blood, that simply means that the left brain and the right brain, they're not working together. You don't have whole brain thinking. You either got reason and logic or you got love and compassion, but you don't have reason and logic and love and compassion together. You're not speaking, so that means that money is repelled. Because remember, we're talking about there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. That's a scripture. And so the inability to understand your individual process results in individual problems. Now, let me make sure you understand, because you cannot solve individual problems, or you cannot solve specific problems with group therapy. Let me say it again. You cannot solve a specific problem with a general statement. That's why scriptures don't work. So if you go to church and I give you and you say, brother, I'm having a problem, man, and you know, with fear, and I give you a scripture, and I say, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love. He gave us a spirit of power, and he gave us a spirit of sound mind. That is all true. But I got a specific problem. Okay, what's your problem? I am afraid of heights. And if I tell you a general solution, I give you a broad solution to a specific problem, it doesn't work. And so what's happening is that everybody is getting, they're talking to their guru, they're going to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, they're going to see the Kunandero, they're taking ayahuasca, DMT, they're taking a broad, now remember, ayahuasca and DMT and all of this psychotropic stuff is a method. Now, I've told you guys, the body already produces everything. The body produces its own DMT. The body produces any drug that you can take outside the body is already produced inside the body. That's why it's called a counterfeit connection. Because why? You dependent on, now again, I already know this because I got clients who came back after they took it. And now everything was great. They had the euphoric feeling, but they can't get rid of that shadowy figure. They call it the plant deity that they encountered during their vision quest. Because remember, Project CERN, antimatter. And when they go to the dark, all of the scientists in Project CERN said the reason antimatter is so powerful is when you split a matter or split atoms, you pull whatever's on the dark over to this side. Now, the thing that you're pulling over is called a daemon, a diamond, or a demon. So when you go over there, they come back with you. So when you take these drugs, they work. I'm not saying that they work. You have a religious experience. You go to the throne room. Did you y'all see the video? I posted go to my Facebook page and look at DMT. You know, the video that I just posted on my Facebook page. And watch what Tyson said. He said he was crying like a newborn baby. His ego was gone. He said that he encountered God himself. And everybody they interviewed in the video, they had such great experiences then. Remember, sin is pleasurable for a moment. Let's not get it twisted. The devil pays good. He pays real good. Unfortunately, he requires a payment. The law of equivalent exchange. Whatever he gives you, you got to give him in soul. Now, what is the soul? Because again, saying the word soul, that's a broad statement for a specific problem. The word soul, everybody say, oh, the devil's after your soul. Everybody in Hollywood sold their soul. Okay, what does that mean? Ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop, what does it mean? He don't know. Because he gives you a general statement, but you got a specific problem. So if you got a specific injury, let's say in your ankle, let's say you got gout in your feet, and I'm going to give you a broad, okay, just, you know, eat some watermelons. Okay, I got a specific problem, dude. I got gout. I need a specific solution. Let's say now I was watching this video that if you take, I should have researched it first. I think it was cornstarch or something else and watermelon, it dissolves kidney stones. So I eat watermelon. So if I had kidney stone, that's good. That's a specific piece of information to remember. And then another specific piece of information, which I'm looking into, which again, I probably shouldn't say, but you know, hey. If you take the watermelon seeds, dry them out, grind them up into a dust or powder, and take it as a supplement, bam. That does a lot of, it has a lot of medicinal properties. Because inside of each watermelon seed is what? A plethora of watermelons. How many watermelons is inside of one seed? Answer, buku, whole lot. So you are ingesting that into the body. We just spit the seeds out. That's what I do. But I know more. Why? That's a specific piece of information that brings about a specific result. But we're getting general solutions or answers to specific problems. So your process is specific. That's how that allows you. Everybody got the word of God, but very few people implement the word of God because they were like me. And that's what I was telling my brothers and sisters last night. I was telling my brother because he kept quoting scriptures. I said, that's great, bro. But you can't pay your light bill with no damn scripture. How do you implement that scripture specifically? Specifically. So when he says God has not given me a spirit of fear, specifically, what does that mean? Each word, break it down. God, who is that? Where is it? How is it? Has not, what does that mean? Given, what does that mean? Spirit, what does that mean? Fear, what does that mean? Break it down for me, man. And everybody is in a rush. Everybody's in a rush to go somewhere, and they're not going nowhere. Everybody, every client I got is in a rush. Everybody in doc, I'm in a rush, dog. I just need, you know, I don't got time to take your course, man. I just need the solution. Well, the course is the solution. Well, I ain't got time for the solution. That's why you got the problem. People think that, like, you think Steph Curry, like Draymond, they was interviewing him after the game. I'm not really a fan of Draymond, Drake, or whatever his name is. But, you know, he cried too much for me. But I got to give him props. He said, nobody is an accidental success. Oh, man. I almost wanted to shout when the brother said that. Y'all think that the fool got to the NBA Finals? He's on the best basketball team in NBA. You think it's a freaking accident? You think he just lucked up and got on the freaking Golden State Warriors? You think he lucked up and went to college? You think he lucked up and learned how to dribble and shoot and play defense and jump and do all the stuff that requires to be an NBA basketball player? You think that was just talent, meaning that birth? Because he's born, he's tall, and that's it? I know a lot of tall fools walk around homeless. Just having natural birth talent, that don't mean shizness. Boo-boo, you got to put in some freaking time. You got to put in some energy. You got to put in some effort. You got to be married to the process. And the problem is, on this planet, people hate the process. I don't know nobody that loves working out as much as I do. I don't know nobody. Honestly, I know a lot of people that like working out, but I don't know nobody that I have to work out. It's not an option. I don't work out for benefits. I work out because it's therapeutic. It's therapy for me, man. If I don't work out, man, y'all gonna see me on freaking on the news. I'm gonna shoot somebody. I'm telling you, I got anger management issues. I've got to work out. I can't take no damn week off. See, I've been putting my hands on somebody's, man. I gotta work out. That's part of my process. So, but I know that though. That's why I take my dog behind to the gym 2-3, sometimes 4 times a day if I can. I try to live. I can live in the gym. They put me in the bed. All of the people that work in the gym, they all say, hey, they're back again. Yes, sir. They all know me. It's part of my process, though. So what is your process? So back to our example. If you're born in November, first problem is your brain is thinking separately. So you got to marry the brain. You got to think holistically. If you're born in the month of November, God has already made you success. All you got to do is just show up. So you're not showing up. So the only way you can have a money problem if you're born in the month of November is you're not showing up. What does showing up mean? Showing up means that you don't have no crystal clear clarity of the self, meaning that you're not in love with yourself. You're in love with somebody else. And so, but the reason that you're not in love with yourself, you don't see no value in yourself. How come you don't see no value in yourself? You don't know yourself. How come you don't know yourself? You're doing what everybody tells me. Doc, I do not have time, bro, to take your classes, man, to listen to your course. I don't have time, man. I had a client ask me for their Dear Canary report, and that I had finished and gave it to them in February. February. This is June. February. This is June. That lets me know that there's no way that they even looked at the report after I gave it to them. And they're wondering why, and you may be wondering why. Everybody has the same problem. Now, me too. I got the same problem as everybody else. I'm in a rush because we live in a microwave society. Everybody got technology. Maybe we got instant. We can go to Google and type in, you know, how to make a strawberry cake. We click enter, bam, and we get freaking 1,000 different options to look at instantly. So people say, "Hey, doc, I need to solve my problem instantly." Well, boo boo, the way the spirit realm works is you got to unclog all of the spiritual clutter. So there is some astric connections that you've made that you got to override. There is some energetic imprints that is blocking your flow. If you are 9, that's automatic. So what you got to do is you got to remove that. How do you remove it, though? Everybody said, well, you got to fight it. No, you remove it to what the way that you unlearn is to learn. Let me say it again. The way that you unlearn is to learn. One more time, I know this is deep. The way that you unlearn something is to learn something. So if you're born in the month of November, you cannot have a money problem. It's not possible. So the only way that you can have a money problem if you're born in the month of November is if you're working really hard to not be successful. And the way that you work really hard not to be successful is you don't follow your individual process. What is the process? Number one, you got to have whole brain thinking. Why? You're born in November. What is November? 1-1. What is the two? What is two ones when you add them together? The number two. What is number two? Peace. What is peace? A woosaw mental disposition. Everybody that has a money problem that's born in November don't have peace. Because that's the only way you can't have money. Now, again, so then we got to break down. Okay, well, what is peace? Because remember, we're talking about process improvement. This is the process now by which you improve. So God already gave you a process. All you got to do is just follow it. This is not rocket science. It just requires us to follow the process. But guess what happens? Following the process, we get distracted. So that means if you are born in November, that means that something is distracting you. And if you're a man, it's probably the poo nanny. And if you're a woman, you know, it's probably the, you know, pee-pee. That means that you're spending too much time, instead of focusing on pen and paper, you're focusing on penis and poo nanny. Probably. Now, let's say you don't have that problem. You got that. Because remember, it's all about energy. And remember, it's the same energy that you feel when you have an orgasm. So that means what else are you doing that gives you an orgasm besides payment? Now, think. Your brain is attracted to a release of chemicals. And your brain will do anything, legal or illegal, to feel that feeling. And so instead of receiving a payment, you're receiving poo nanny. Now, y'all know my story. I've already been down there and done that already. Multiple years. So the moment that you stop putting your energy into poo nanny, you will start receiving payment. Or it may not be poo nanny. It could be something else. Remember, the payment is automatic because you already got the payment. But something is stealing the payment. Remember, it's a misappropriation of funds. So there is a process that's already in place. But something is disconnecting you from that process. And when we look at the things that could possibly disconnect you from the process is, number one, it has to mess up your peace. And the only thing that messes up your peace is a lack of success, because you're divined by source code to not only have success, but to teach everybody else how to have success. Because for our example today, you're born in November. And we said you was born on the 16th of November. And we used the year for the example today of 1980. So we already know if we go through those numbers, that's the process to receive payment. But if you go through those numbers and you're still receiving payment, you receive a payoff. What's the payoff? That's what I did for 10 years. What did I do? I was happy that I was being liked. That was it. Feelings. So you are receiving an emotional payment, not a physical one or a financial one. Now, now remember, because you're getting a payment. Because you, it's, again, source code don't lie. So if you're born in November, you are very successful. And we said, based upon the numbers, if we add the numbers straight across, all the way across, we get the number 36. If we take November the 16th of 1980, it comes up to 36. We got 3, 6. 3, creative. 6, compassion. 9, royalty. Elegance, style. So that's how you make money. So if you don't have no money and you're born on November the 16th of 1980, I already know what your problem is. I ain't got to talk to you. All I need to know is your numbers. So when I meet somebody, all I need to just give me your name, your date of birth, boo-boo. I can tell you all. I can tell you everything that's going wrong in your life. And you can do the same thing because you know your own strengths and your own weaknesses. You can do this for yourself, and or you can do this for anybody else in your family, in your household. This is what I do for a living. Now, the ability to explain it step by step, systematically, that's the problem. Because there's a lot of preachers, myself being one of them, who know how to preach. But there's not very many preachers who have or who are born in the month of September. Now, remember, I didn't do nothing for my gift. Just like Shaquille O'Neal did not do nothing to be 7 feet tall, however tall he is. That's a gift. That's the same thing you got. So I was born in September. What is the word for September? Total awareness, not partial. So that's why you should not connect with me if you're not interested in total awareness. Most people are not. Most people are just interested in partial awareness. They are really, really, really not interested in total awareness. Because total awareness means total. It means all. It means etymology. That's why I'm an etymologist. So every day of my life, that's my process that solves all my problems. Anytime I have a problem, I'm not doing that process. What process? Total awareness. Anytime I get a half-truth, so what do you think the devil does? He's in people, he's in places, he's in things into my life that are partial because I'm designed to be a total. So based upon the month that you was born, I can tell you the problem that you're having. Because the problem that you're having is the opposite of the solution that you got. Because God will let you stay in that problem until you understand that you got a process. And as long as you deny the process, you will always have the problem. So problems exist because of people are ignoring the process. The moment that you stop ignoring your process, that's the moment that you start dissolving your problem. Problems only exist when process is not engaged. Let me say it again. Problems can only exist when your individual process is not known or is not engaged. The Bible says, my people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. So you must live your life by the numbers. There's 4 primary races on this earth. There's 4 seasons. Each race correlates into one of the seasons. And it's very simple. Caucasian season is winter. Black season is summer. That's why if you look at the Caucasians, go to the church, go to the home, go to the culture, go to the neighborhood. It's cool, it's calm, it's clean, it's relaxed. Winter. Now go to black, go to the hood. Go to Africa. You can see people jumping around. You can see drums being played. You can see people climbing trees, eating berries and nuts and fruits and vegetables. You can see, you know, people running around with no shirts on. You can see people, you know, being why? Because we're freaking summer. So if you're summer and you're trying to act like winter, you got a problem. And if you're winter and you're trying to act like summer, you got a problem. That's the problem. The problem is nobody understands the individual processes. We all got a group. We got a mass solution to specific problems. And specific problems require specific solutions. So as we were talking about in my specific example, if you got positive blood, that means you got to be electric. And for the example, I said that, you know, we use that this individual was African American. That means that they are in the summer. And they're born in November. That means they're born in the month of success. So they have success, and it's not specific success. That means that that individual should have success in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, because God designed them that way. That's their process. Okay, how do they be successful? Well, they marry the month, November. It's two, it's bipolar, it's 1-1. Well, add those two together, you get the number two. The number two means peace. The number one requirement for someone that's born on November the 16th of 1980, they got to have peace in their head. So what do you think the devil's going to do? He's going to bring them anxiety in their heart, because the heart is more powerful than the head. So if I got situations and events are going to happen, so the person stay in a state of anxiety, because that overrides peace. So the process to keep you poor is to keep you in a state of anxiety. The next process to keep you poor is keep you in a state of making bad choices, because remember the one and the six, an individual, independent leadership, six means compassion, seven means intelligence. And we get, then we got the 1980. Nine plus one is 10. And then 10 plus 8 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. So the 1980 is broken down to the number 9. That's the number of royalty. So they got to do those other two things in a very elegant and stylish manner. Otherwise, they will always be broke. So if you're born on November the 16th of 1980, and you don't have peace, and you don't have intelligence at a very high level, peace and intelligence, peace and intelligence, peace and intelligence, you will not have a dime. And if you do get a dime, it's going to run from you. You will always have something that you got, like you got a hole in your pocket. You can put the money in the pocket, but you got a hole. It's like blowing air into a balloon. You blow an air in, but there's a hole, but you don't know it's a hole, and all the air is going out. You keep blowing, you wonder, damn, why is all the, how come the balloon is not getting bigger? So you're working like a Hebrew slave, but your savings account is still the same. Why? There's a hole in the balloon. What is the hole? There is no peace somewhere in your head, in your life, and you're doing things that are not intelligent. That is based upon independent leadership from a space of love and compassion. 1 plus 6 equals 7. 7 means intelligence. So if you're born on November the 16th of 1980 and you're not doing the one, remember it's a process. You got to do all of the steps. You can't do half of the steps. You got to have peace. So you got to remove all anything in your life, any person, any place, anything that disrupts their peace. Boom, gotta go. Now it doesn't mean physical. It means that you got to take your energy out. And then when you take your energy out, guess what happens? Then all of a sudden, you got extra energy. And before, when you used to be tired all the time and, you know, you couldn't get stuff done and you needed to take a nap, now you got energy. Why do y'all think I have so much energy? I don't waste it. I only put energy into my process. I don't put energy into people. I don't put energy into places. I don't put energy into things. I put energy into a process that comes from purpose. All my energy goes into my process. So to him that has, more shall be given. Give and it shall be given. So I give, so I get. I give a lot of energy, I get a lot of energy. So just based upon what we're saying, the process is going through, and we just looked at one piece of the puzzle, that was the wealth quadrant. Well, the same thing works on the health. I mean, health comes from adding all the numbers inside of your name. So you take all the letters of the name, because the letters are fetters, and fetters are chains, and chain binds spirit into flesh. That's what it says in the book of Jude, chapter 6. It tells you that we are spirits that are chained through our DNA into this body. How are you chained to the body? Through letters. What are letters? Take the L, turn it upside down, and you get an F. You get fetters. What is a fetter? A fetter is a chain around the ankle. An ankle is an angel. An angel is an angle. This is how you chain light in the dirt. Using letters. That's what the Cosmogrotto developed this system. So source code said, okay, no problem. I'm going to use the foolishness of chaining spirits into dirt suits to bring about sozo or salve or ointment or a release, salvation. So the same way that they chain you up is the same way that you unchain yourself. Words. Why? In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. So source code has decided he's going to use the same system that the Cosmogrotto used to enslave light. He's going to use the same system to free light. And if you do not understand this system, this is the rules of the game. And if you do not understand the rules of the game, you can't play the game. You're going to lose. You're going to have problems. Problems exist where process is inevitable, where there is no process. So you got to have process improvement. So all I do is I teach process. I teach each individual their individual process based upon their race. The black process is not the same as the white process. The white process is not the same as the Hispanic process. The Hispanic process is not the same as the Asian process. Each race has a different process to run their race. So the human race is not about gender. The human race is about speed. It's about vibratory. It's your vibratory rate. So your vibratory rate is your vibratory race. The four major races. Look at the word, races. The four major races coordinate with the four major seasons. The four races, four seasons. Winter, spring, summer, fall, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. The four major races equate to the four seasons. The seven major blood types equate to the seven churches in the book of Revelations. Each church has something that God liked. He said, do you know your blood type and how it relates to what God has for you and against you? That's your process that allows you to improve the quality of your life while you're chained in this dirt here on this earth. If you don't know that process, you don't have process mastery. You don't have process improvement. You can't improve your lot. You can't improve your share. That means you always make $12 an hour. You can't improve without a process. If you don't have a process system, you have a problem. You should live your life by the numbers, not by guessing. This is not a guess. So we just went through the example today of being born on November the 16th of 1980. And so now we know that that process to make money, if you're born on November the 16th, and let's say, and then we said that if you was a black person, that means that you're a summer person. That means you high energy. And we said that your blood type, regardless of whether it was A or AB or O or whatever, but we said it was positive. That means that you're an electric person. That means you got to eat electric. You got to eat like a gorilla. You can't eat like a polar bear. You can't eat a lot of meat and fat. You got to eat a lot of fruits and berries and nuts. You got to eat electric food. If you don't eat electric, and you're born on November 16th of 1980, you ain't going to have no money. And if you don't have peace in your head, and you're born and you're black, and you're born in November the 16th of 1980, you're going to be poor. Because the month of November is the Jacob and Boaz. It's the number of the left brain and the right brain. You cannot have left brain or right brain thinking. You got to have whole brain thinking. You cannot operate in the reptile brain or the paleo brain. You got to operate in the neo brain. The neo means N-E-O. It means one. Look at the word N-E-O. Change the letters around. O-N-E. Neo. That's why the dude in the Matrix was named Neo. Neo represents whole brain thinking. Cladonomics. That's what I teach. So my whole course is based upon wholeness, which we call wellness. Holistic thinking. W-H-O-L-I-S. T-I-C, holistic, whole brain. So if you enroll in this course and you're black and you're born November the 16th, 1980, there ain't no way in God's green earth you should have a money problem. The only way you can have a funny money problem, I know you ain't listening to my shows. I know damn sure you ain't read none of my books. It's not possible. It is not possible because it is biologically impossible. Success is automatic. That means that you ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is breathe and money jumps in your pocket. It is not spiritually possible to be poor. If you're black and you got positive blood and you was born November the 16th of 1980 and you're listening to my shows and you're enrolled in my life management system, it's not possible. The only way you can be poor is I know you're not listening to what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is something that God said. I'm saying you live your life by the numbers. You don't live your life by your feelings. You don't live your life by TNA. I don't care how good she looks or don't look. I don't care how good he looks or don't look. You don't follow the pool nanny or the penis. You follow the pen and the paper. You create products, service, or information. You don't give people your beautiful, pleasant personality. You give them a freaking product. So my next question is, if you're born on November the 16th of 1980 and you happen to be black and you're positive blood and you're rolling my course, what is your product? So if you ain't got no product, then you got to give them your penis or your poo nanny. Because why? What else are you going to give them? Because there's an energy exchange going on. So we vibing together. We talking. I like you. You like me. You introduce ourselves. The next thing just come up, and I'm going to ask you, okay, well, what do you do? Oh, you ain't got no product. You ain't got no service. You ain't got no information. You don't got no self-mastery. You're just walking around here vibrating and taking up God's green air. Sucking up God's good green air. But you ain't produced nothing. But your father is a freaking producer. Your father is a freaking creator. How come you ain't creating? You should be pumping out products and services every freaking day. You're born in November. November's a freaking month of success. It is biologically impossible. It's spiritually impossible unless you got inertia. Laziness. That comes from what? The inability to exert force. That comes from what? Lack of clarity. Of what? Purpose. Why? Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. What is abuse? Mismanagement and misappropriation of funds. What is the funds? Currency. What is the currency? Sodium and potassium. The electromagnetic pump. You are abusing your chi. You can't say you ain't got the money, because you got money. Now, how you spending the money, okay, what had happened was, the way my savings account is set up, I was at the strip club making it rain instead of investing in my product, service, and information. Now, I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. I've been there, done that, too. But we got to make sure, brothers and sisters, because we're here on this planet to get back home. Otherwise, you're going to stay down here. So you're going to be stuck like Chuck. And if you're part of the life management system and the Kingdom Men's Training Center and you're enrolled in this product development class, yeah, I'm not going to let that happen on my watch. We're all going to evolve. We are all going to solve, and we are all going to love. And we're going to take those letters of S-O-L-V-E, and we're going to rearrange them, and we're going to love, L-O-V-E. We're going to evolve, E-V-O-L, so that way we can solve, S-O-L-V-E. We're going to solve every problem known to man through the process of evolving in love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. Brothers and sisters, nobody on this call has a problem. You just don't know the details of the process. But if you stick with me, because I'm sticking with Source, I've had a lot of distractions. They all came, they all left. Because I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And the same spirit that dwells in me dwells in you. So happy processing, brothers and sisters. It's not about perfection. It's about the process. Fall in love with the process, not the destination. Make sure that you wake up every day and you really, 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 really honestly love the process. If you don't love your process, you got the wrong one. You got to give it me so we can find the right process. Because guess what? The process loves you. And you love your process. It's a mutual exchange, and it's a mutual agreement, and it's mutual love. It's a win-win situation for both parties. Brothers, sisters, I love you. Be the energy director that you are. We are all gods. We are all generators. We are all operators, and we are all directors. Be a director, brother. Be a director, sister. Be that single standing column of waveform energy. Be the generator, the operator, and the director of the movie called Your Life, and make it a great one. May the big G, source code, prime creator, and may the sum total of all your numbers, and the sun, and the sun, and the Ruach and the Numa, the Holy Spirit, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because they will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
Don't you forget, Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. RDB.